Phil Vine is our book reviewer this morning. Hi, Phil.
Kia ora.
You have been reading Until August by Gabriel García Márquez. I think I've got that almost right. This is published by Penguin Random House, a famous author, of course.
Yeah, so majority of our listeners will know Gabriel García Márquez, a towering colossus of a writer. So he died 10 years ago, aged 87. And now miraculously, like something out of one of his own books, a new work has appeared, something never seen before. So García Márquez was best known for 100 Years of Solitude. And I think the experience of that book is a bit like the death of Kennedy or the moon landing. A lot of people remember where they were and what they were doing when they read this masterpiece from 67. Me, didn't read it till the 80s. I was in a dank student flat in Ōtautahi, Christchurch, living with a childhood friend and a violent drunk mechanic from the seedy go-kart track where we both had part-time jobs. I really needed to bury myself in a book. That was the one. And I remember thinking, wow, how did he do this? How can you tightrope on the border of fantasy and reality without falling into either place and create this kind of third landscape? And of course, that's the magical realism subgenre that he's credited with inventing. So, a decade after his death, in the spirit of that real magic, we started to hear about the existence of an unpublished work. And boy, nothing gets publishers more frothy than a lost manuscript. The hype around it's been remarkable. Penguin UK insisted that we sign an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, that I won't breathe a word about it or even let people know I even had the book until it was released. So, Until August, that's the title of it. The August being referred to is the month in which this middle-aged woman, Anna Magdalena Bach, takes a visit to an unnamed island in the Caribbean from her middle-class Latin American home in a city. Might be somewhere in Colombia or Argentina, doesn't really matter. It's a city big enough to have an orchestra that her husband conducts. So she goes to this island once a year to visit the grave of her mother and puts gladioli there. Her mother became fond of that island as a holiday destination in her later years and asked to be buried there. So this book is short, real short. It's a novella, really, 110 pages. I can't tell you much more about it without giving the entire plot away, but on her annual visit, she develops this unexpected taste for one-night stands, and this becomes a meditation on lost opportunities, long-term relationships, fading beauty. So the narrative of the book, interesting enough, even more fascinating, is the narrative around the release of the book. Because, warning, plot twist, Gabriel García Márquez never wanted this work to see the light of day. He spent much of the last decade of his life with debilitating dementia. And in the foreword to Until August, his sons, Rodrigo and Gonzalo, write that the manuscript was the fruit of one last effort to carry on creating against the odds, a race between his artistic perfectionism and his vanishing mental faculties. But in his own words, he wrote, "This book doesn't work. It must be destroyed." So what did his sons do? They set it aside. And what's changed in 10 years? Well, and how did they justify defying their father's dying wishes? So they say the text has a great many wonderful achievements. And they also brought up the possibility in the foreword that maybe their famous dad's fading faculties kept him from realizing how good it was, which is an interesting thought. They wrote that they hope that Garbo will forgive them for this act of betrayal, but they decided to put his reader's pleasure ahead of other considerations. You'd have to be fairly naive not to think there might have been some financial considerations in this, but that could be me just being a cynical journalist. So what's it like? Honestly, I don't know what to think. If it came to me cold from another writer, I'd probably say it was pretty forgettable. There's some pretty average writing that's not that original. And whether it was the actual writing or the translation from the Spanish, I'm not quite sure. There's a bit of repetition. Some of the prose is quite banal. They succumb to an abyss of pleasure, etc. It feels sometimes like these were notes rather than finished prose. There are some times when you feel like you can see flashes of that brilliance, the splendour, the silence, the springtime climate of the vestibule, and the solicitude of the staff infused her with a feeling of security that she surely owed herself. Lovely. But I question whether that's just me hoping for something that isn't there. Like when a great sports person returns to the field for a comeback, you get caught up in the nostalgia and the power of the story. You just want your greats to be great. And all I hope that it doesn't diminish the genius of his body of work. Maybe it's a chance for us to see him as a slightly flawed human, and that's a good thing. One reviewer called it a faded souvenir, treasurable for its associations, and I tend to vibe with that. It's a souvenir that I will treasure. It's a valuable literary artifact for all its faults, and I'm glad I have it, and I'm glad I read it.
Thank you, Phil Vine. Reviewed Until August by Gabriel Garcia Marquez, published by Penguin Random House. $40, the price.